Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance.
Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all sprung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Prosper Mérimée's exciting classic, Columba.
For refreshment while you work, for enjoyment anytime, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. The delicious, long-lasting, real mint flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The good, smooth chewing helps keep you feeling fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So indoors, outdoors, at work or play, enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Wrigley's Spearmint. Refreshing. Delicious.
Now, here is the first act of Columba.
See tonight.
Oh, it's beautiful. Even without the moonlit light. But I can stay for only a little while.
Your father is asleep?
Yes, but he lectured me tonight.
Oh?
Carlo, the helmsman was singing such a strange song. Did you hear him?
Yes, I heard.
I understand so few of your Corsican dialect. But there was something about the hand and the eyes and the heart that something or other.
The heart that planned.
Was it a love song?
Yes. It was a song of love together with hate and a great amount of passion.
It sounded quite sad.
Yes, sadness is there too. What did your father say, Celia?
Oh, it's not important, really. He's shocked at my behavior. The way he puts it, I'm consorting with that young Corsican savage.
Oh, I'm sorry our friendship is the cause of anger between you and your father.
Oh, you must understand that one is either British or savage or barbarian. We are decidedly superior people.
I had heard that. And you must be the rarest one, Celia.
Because I don't agree that you're a savage?
Because of many things that are better thought than spoken now. Because there is only one end to this. After we leave our ship, I won't see you again.
Oh, that's not true. Not unless you want it that way.
Oh, no, I don't. But I know, too, that it should be.
But why, Paolo? Are you afraid of my father's anger?
No. I'm not afraid of that.
Well, what then?
I don't want to bring unpleasantness to you.
Your island. What will we see first when we reach it?
Well, it is not like Italy with white buildings in the hills. Behind Ajaccio, they are bare and wild. Look as far as you like and you will see mountains that are not yet civilized. They are crossed by horse trails where... for sometimes even carts cannot go.
It started quite by a coincidence which placed three people together on a wharf in Naples. The British father and daughter bound for Corsica on a pleasure trip, and the young man discharged from the French army after one of the world's many wars and returning home. The friendship first was based upon the mutual desire for information about their respective homelands, and upon youth, and the fact that each was rather attractive, the young man dark and the young woman fair. Under a dull morning sky, this ship where it all started reached port, and its passengers in separate groups went to the town's single hotel. And later, After messages had found their way between the young man and the young woman, they met again, this time on a promontory that reached out into the gulf.
Celia? Oh, I wondered if you weren't coming.
Oh, of course I was coming, Paolo. Father went to pay his respects to the prefect, and I thought he'd never finish dressing and leave. That's why I was late.
You had no trouble finding this place?
No.
Come over here where we can sit down.
All right.
Ah, there.
Thank you, Paolo.
Oh, I've missed you already, Celia.
I, too.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't either.
I know that for 3 mornings my first thought has been of you, and that for 3 nights my last thought has been of you.
Mine have been the same.
Will you meet me tonight, Celia?
If I can.
Yes, if you can.
And tomorrow, surely.
And then there is the next day when I leave.
I know.
My sister will be here tonight. There are things she wants to buy tomorrow. But the next morning we'll have to leave for our village.
Where is your village? Which way?
Behind us. Only a few miles beyond the first hills. My father died while I was gone, so now our land is mine to manage.
You didn't tell me about your father.
I thought there were other things to say. Well, do you like Corsica now that you have come here?
Yes. I like it here with you. But it rather frightens me. The streets are almost empty and the people seem to be so sad.
The Corsican people are sad people.
You aren't like that.
I've been on the continent for more than 2 years.
Well, I can't believe that you were like that even before you left here.
I hardly remember, Celia. There are so many things here that I no longer understand. But this I understand. I will be sad with the rest when I leave you. And when you leave the island, go back to your London.
Paolo, please don't.
There is no way to stop my thoughts. Celia, look at me.
No, I can't.
Yes, Celia, please. I've made you cry.
Yes, a little. But it's not you, really.
It's that I can offer you nothing. No promises, because there is no future for us. Oh, Celia, that I love you is all I can say. But I love you, right here, right now. It is the only promise I can make, the only oath I can swear.
Paolo. 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 Oh, Father, you're back.
You know that it's past 5.
I knew it was late, Father.
Where have you been?
Walking along the cliff.
With whom? You've been with Paola della Rebbia. Well, haven't you?
Yes.
Come here, Celia, and sit down.
Yes, Father.
Celia, I won't remind you that you disobeyed me, because you know that.
Yes, Father.
Why have you disobeyed me in regard to this young scoundrel?
Because I saw no harm in my seeing Paolo. And he's not a scoundrel.
Celia, how serious are your feelings toward him?
Well, I don't think that matters, Father.
I quite agree. I forbade your seeing him for your own good.
But, Father...
I shall ask you to be quiet until I'm finished, Celia. Paolo della Rebbia has returned to Corsica for the express purpose of carrying out an assassination by his own hand.
Oh, how utterly ridiculous.
Has he talked to you about his father?
His father died while he was on the continent.
His father was murdered. And according to Corsican tradition, it is the duty of the son to avenge the murder and live the rest of his life an outlaw.
Who has told you this, Father? These lies?
They are not lies. The explanation was given me by the prefect this afternoon while you walked along the cliffs.
I don't believe it.
I hardly expected that you should, so I've arranged another meeting with the prefect tomorrow morning so that you may talk with him. He will say what I say now, that it is highly dangerous to be in the company of this della Rebbia, since his intended victims are even now planning to do away with him.
I don't believe it.
Because you don't understand barbarism. Come now, Celia, fresh up. You go have a nice supper and forget the whole incident.
Well...
This della Rebbia might have been quite a nice chap on the continent, but now he's in Corsica, and by the Lord, he's a Corsican once again.
All right, Father. I'd like to rest a bit, if I may.
Of course, my dear. Well, Celia, I'll go downstairs and let you rest. Shall I see you in an hour?
Celia, you shouldn't have come here.
Please let me come in. I had to talk to you. Paolo, tell me that... Oh.
This is my sister. This is Miss Neville.
How do you do?
My pleasure, Miss Neville. My name is Columba.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forgotten, Paolo. I see now why you were disturbed. We've been talking about you, Miss Neville.
Colomba.
Do you want me to leave?
I'm sorry, but could I talk to him for just a few moments?
Yes. Tell her about the Rumbeco, Paolo.
Leave it, Colomba.
Tell her how long we have sung the Rumbeco.
Cedi, you shouldn't have come here.
Paolo, I had to see you.
What is it?
I want to hear you say that you told me the truth about why you came back to Corsica, that you were discharged from the army, that you came back to manage your land.
There have been two purposes, one of my own and one of my people. I think you've heard of that one, haven't you?
Paolo.
I have told my sister that my father's murder has been avenged by the law, that I would do nothing.
I knew, Paolo.
She told me that an innocent man had been punished, but that the guilty still lived. I knew who she meant, the Baraccini. They've been enemies of my family for generations. When there is murder, only the enemy can be guilty of it. That is the Corsican way. No proof, no argument can change it. Only the vendetta.
But you don't believe that.
Oh, I have fought in a war, and I've seen enough of hate and killing. But it's my people. They have waited for me 2 years. They have thought of nothing but this revenge. They will be hard to change.
But you will change
them.
Yes,
I think I will. And I will talk to Baraccini and tell them I am satisfied and want only peace.
Then you won't be any danger.
And I will talk to them of selling my land so that I can move back to the continent.
Paolo, you could do that.
But why not? It is my land to do with what I want. And that is what I want.
Then we could see one another again.
Well, of course. Celia, we leave for my village in the morning because I want to hurry. This is no end of the things for you and me. This is the beginning.
That
will be Colomba.
Paolo, how will I hear about what you're doing?
I will ride back to tell you.
We'll be here 6 days.
I will come to you more than once, or Celia, as many times as I can. Know that.
Oh, Paolo. Oh, I must go. Please, darling, be careful.
I will be.
I'm sorry to hurry you.
You were very kind.
Did he tell you about the Rumbeco, Miss Neville?
No. Tell me.
Yes, I can now. You heard it on the ship, and you asked me if it was a love song. No, it is a song of vengeance, and it was sung to remind me that I'm a Corsican. At the end, its words say, I must have the hand that fired, the eye that aimed, the heart that planned.
For refreshment while you work, for enjoyment anytime, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. When your mouth feels dry, when you're warm or tired, Wrigley's Spearmint is really refreshing. The lively, full-bodied, real mint flavor cools your mouth, moistens your throat, freshens your taste. And the chewing itself gives you a little lift, helps you feel your best and do your best. So for chewing enjoyment plus pleasant refreshment, chew delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. And now for the second act of Columba, as we return to romance.
Paolo della Rebbia's village was named Pietranera, and he looked less and less peaceful as he rode toward it with his sister at his side. There was a rifle across his back and a bandolier across his chest. Their trail wound through hilly, brush-covered terrain and then turned into a meadow. It was there that they reined up at the sight of a group of armed men waiting.
Those are our men. Chiricho has done his errand well.
What men did he bring, Colomba?
Our herdsmen. I sent him yesterday to gather them so that they could escort you home.
I don't want them. I told you last night I want peace. No one will believe that if I ride into the village with an armed escort.
They're for your own protection. You may have forgotten the ways of your own country, but the Baraccini haven't. These are your friends, Paolo. They think as we do. Bravo! Paolo!
Wait, men! Men, wait.
Thank you for riding out. But I know my way to Pietranera, and I need no guides.
Guides, you call us? You wouldn't call us guides if you saw your village. The Barricini are waiting for you. They have the houses shuttered against you. Only the slits for the rifles are open.
There will be no trouble with the Barricini. I have no spite against them.
I understand him like his father. He'll not say what he means to do, but he'll do it.
I know what my duty is. I know that I will go to the I will go to the Barricini.
You remember me, Paolo? I am Paolo Grifo. You learned to ride behind me on a mule I own.
I remember you, Grifo.
I have waited with the rest, Paolo. Now you're back, I'm with you, body and soul. When you need this rifle of mine, you need only tell me.
I won't need it. Turn the men around, Grifo, and go into town with them. We'll follow behind.
All right, Paolo. We are ready to start. We
start!
What do you think now, Paolo?
The same.
You heard them say the Barricini have barricaded their houses.
They don't understand. I will go to their house and talk to them, the two brothers.
You won't. No Della Rebbia goes into a Barricini house.
I do. No more talk now. Here, come on. Here. That's the way I see it, Colomba. A man has his life that is his. If he sees how he wants to spend it, he has a right to.
You have walked into the house where you were born, Paolo. Not one word for the father. Not one word except for you and your life.
I am home.
And why, Paolo?
I came very close to not coming.
Why, Paolo?
Because I knew what was expected of me here. And I have lived in lands where the son has not pledged to avenge his father. I liked it better.
What do they do in these countries?
They leave punishment to the law.
The law here was wrong. The wrong person was punished.
You have proof of that? Our father's money was gone. They arrested a thief.
Paolo, only because he was easy to arrest. The Barricini killed your father.
I don't know that. I only have read it in your letters.
It is the truth.
Why do you say that so certainly?
Because they killed your father.
Why?
Because they hated him, as they hate you.
Is that proof that they killed him, Colomba?
No thief killed him. I have this to show you. I have saved this to show you. Your father's purse. Would a thief leave so rich a leather purse, or would he take it?
I don't know the thief.
But you know the Barricini. They would leave the empty purse to make the people think of thieves. They killed your father, Paolo. Look, on the leather, here.
I see a blood stain, but 2 years old, Colomba. I've seen a great deal of blood, fresher than this, from close comrades. This blood stain doesn't anger me.
What has this English woman done to you?
She has loved me. She has made me love her.
She's made you a coward. A man without honor.
Leave it, Colomba!
There were no thoughts like these in your letters to me. You wrote of your duty, of your love for your father, your hatred for his killers. You wrote as a Corsican. Now you're nothing.
I am a man. A man who has learned that there are better things to do with his future than to waste it hiding from the police. I've learned the traditions that ask me to do that are stupid.
Paolo, no more. Not in this house.
No matter what house. It is my life. The courts have proved a thief killed my father, and tomorrow morning I will ride to the Barricini house and ask for peace between our families. Now... Is my room the same?
The same. Riffle has taken your luggage, sir.
You will call me then when it is time to eat.
I will. Riffle, come here.
When does he ride, Colombo?
Come over here. I would be ashamed to have anyone else hear me. Paolo has lost himself.
What do you mean?
He is not himself. Too many years on the continent. Then there is an English woman.
What are you saying, Colomba?
He wants no vendetta.
No, you misunderstand.
He wants no vendetta.
I don't believe it.
He rides to the Barricini tomorrow morning to talk peace.
Ah.
He has forgotten.
What will I tell the men?
Tell them nothing. We'll have our revenge, Grifo. But we will need your rifle.
It is yours.
When he rides toward the Barricini in the morning, he must be shot at, as from ambush.
You are more the son than he is,
no.
Colomba.
He only has forgotten. Kill his horse, Grifo, Then he will remember again. Will you do this for me?
Yes.
No one must know, Griffo. No one must ever know.
The Corsican village of Pietranera had no street. There were possibly 12 buildings scattered without pattern across a plateau. On one edge stood the Baricini dwelling, and a mile away on the other lived the Della Rebias. It was this mile that young Paolo had to cross the next morning on his unconventional errand of peace.
Hold there. My leg, Corolla. Help me get it out.
Sergio, help with his leg.
You're all right, Paolo?
I think so.
God, to pour shame on you this way. Help now, Colombo.
Can you move it?
Yes. Yes, it is not broken.
Try to get up. Can you stand on it?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Put it behind my saddle. Come, Paolo.
And what of the rest of us? Do we ride to the Baricini now?
Yes, yes.
Then kill our horse. Do we kill theirs? Yes.
No. Wait.
You will stop us after this.
Wait.
Wait for what? More insults?
There is no need to kill horses. Wait until I can ride again.
Are you all right, Paolo?
I'm all right. Griffo?
Paolo?
What do you think of their innocence now, Paolo?
I will rest tomorrow, which is the third day. On the fourth, I will ride to Ajaccio and return in the afternoon. Let the Baricini learn that. I will meet them as I ride back from Ajaccio.
They already know.
You were quick, Colomba.
Paolo, do you know the woods near Vizzavona?
I remember them.
I know a man who hides there. He will take care of you. A man could stay there for 10 years before a policeman or a soldier would even come to look for him. And you shall want for nothing, Paolo, if you have to hide.
Nothing, Griffo. What could a man need as long as he has his honor? Not a man, rather a Corsican. I want to send a message to Ajaccio, Colomba.
To the English woman?
Is it dishonorable or cowardly that I want to see her again?
She blinded you once.
I promised I would come back and tell how I fared when I returned home.
This is no affair of hers.
I will tell her what I think is right. Now, if I could rest.
Darling, it's been such a long time, these 4 days.
Only 4 days.
And this accident you wrote about, you still live.
Oh, it is only stiff. My horse fell. Can we sit where we did before?
Yes, Paolo. Did things go well in your village?
Very well.
And you are going to leave Corsica. You're going to sell your land and move to the continent.
Celia, there is something I must tell you.
Oh, but first I want to tell you about my dream. That you would sail with us in the morning.
Celia, I cannot sail with you.
Oh, I didn't really think you could. What did your people say about the Vendetta?
I told them I am in love. That a man has a right to live his life the way he wants to when he is in love.
Oh, darling, what did they say?
They said... Oh, Celia, I think they know more of hate than of love.
Well, perhaps they're just slow to understand. When can you leave?
There is much to be done.
I don't think I shall be so lonely, because I'll know you're coming to me.
Celia, you know I would never leave you, never for a moment, if there were any other way.
Any other way? Oh, to sell your land, you mean?
To do what I must do.
Oh, Paolo, I want to marry you. That was my real dream.
Oh. It is a beautiful dream, Celia. Keep it. Keep it. Always. Celia.
Later that afternoon, the young English girl returned to her hotel and to her dreams. She didn't see the young man ride out of town on the trail that led through the hilly, brush-covered terrain. She didn't see him descend the steep slope, and she didn't hear the shots that were fired. Whether he sought suicide and didn't return their fire is unimportant. Whether he died in honorable battle is not important either, nor is the possibility that he killed his enemies and escaped to hide from the police for the rest of his life. There was very little of importance, except the dreams he had left the English girl. Dreams that would burn brightly for a time, and then perhaps would fade a little, and cool, but never die.
Remember, friends, for refreshment while you work, for enjoyment anytime, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, real mint flavor in it to cool your mouth, freshen your taste, and sweeten your breath. And chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you fresh and alert. You feel better, work better, get more fun out of doing things. So indoors, outdoors, at work or play, always keep delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. For refreshment while you work, for enjoyment anytime, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard Columba by Prosper Mérimée, specially adapted for romance by Gil Dowd. Starring John Daner with Eileen Erskine, Georgia Ellis, and Herb Butterfield. Featured in the cast were Edgar Berrier, Larry Dobkin, Lamont Johnson, and Angelo Raffaele. Editorial supervision is by John Meston and musical supervision by Alexander Courage. Next week, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the chewing treat enjoyed by millions, will bring you another story enjoyed by millions. Joseph Hergesheimer's unusual romance, The Token.
Be sure to listen to Romance next week when the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you The Token. This is Bob Stevenson speaking, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.